KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Commission will continue as planned with public meetings on proposed changes to the land use code. At Tuesday's commission meeting, the county clerk said around 60 emails have been received regarding the proposed changes. Commissioner Larry Donsukla said many of those emails were asking for the next commission in the new year to take on the code. But Sukla said the request isn't reasonable, as he and Commissioner Keenan Artell still have months left in office to work on it. No decisions will be made at the first meeting, scheduled for August 18. Virtual public comment will be available on Zoom. Colorado voters could see up to 11 statewide ballot questions in November. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
Seven initiatives have already earned a place on the ballot, including efforts to reintroduce gray wolves and increase taxes on nicotine products. Supporters of another five measures submitted signatures before a Monday deadline. Those range from establishing a paid family leave program to lowering the state's income tax rate. The Secretary of State's office has 30 days to review the signatures to see if the petitions will qualify for the ballot. Residents say they had a harder time collecting them this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The state Supreme Court struck down an order from Governor Jared Polis that would have allowed signatures to be collected electronically. As a result, some ballot initiatives, including one that would have increased setbacks on oil and gas wells, were pulled this year. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.